Hello?
Excuse me?
Is it?
Yes, hello, miss.
Pardon? Hello? Yes.
Who are you trying to reach here, sir?
It's a long distance from London, England.
Yes.
Sorry, I just thought I'd point out that 3,000 miles was a long distance from London, England.
Yes, but who do you need to speak to at the White House?
It's rather urgent. Is it possible to speak to Mr. Bush, the President, immediately?
I'm sorry, sir. He is not available to the phone, and he is out of the city.
The thing is, I've just read in my journal, Young Hamster Love Gazette Monthly, that he has AIDS. Is that true?
Sir, I have never heard anything like that.
But it says here in black and white, he refers to his AIDS. He must be obsessed.
Yes, he has presidential AIDS, sir.
Oh, dear, I'm horrified. He has presidential AIDS? Oh, that's horrible.
People that assist him, sir.
Pardon?
Oh, these are people that assist him.
AIDS, A-I-D-E-S. Oh,
yes,
I
sir.
See. What a silly Billy I am, but what a scoop that could have been for Radio 1 if I'd been correct. Still, this call does at least serve as a link into my next sketch about sound effects discs. First, would you like to hear a tape wind, madam?
Yes.
Dear, I suppose I better do something to improve this crap. Mrs. Tripley, we'll put on some canned laughter. Just what the sound effect, it says man's laughter. Would you put that on, please?
Ow!
I'm strangling you.
What?
I'm strangling you.
Doesn't sound like laughter to me.
I'm strangling.
It's not like, oh, you silly cow. It doesn't say man's laughter at all. It says man's slaughter. Great effing Timothy, who can that be knocking at the door? Although considering I have the script in front of me and play all the parts, chances are pretty soon I'll realise it's a singing telegram. Can I help you?
Howdy.
We're a singing telegram and we've just learned that your dear grandmother has been badly burned. We're singing this message in memoriam.
Because they don't mess about down at the crematorium.
Hum. Oh, very tasteful, very, very tasteful indeed. And what's this? Envelope. It says... You are invited to a blind tasting after the next tape wind.
That's right, you've been invited to a blind tasting after the next tape wind.
Shut up! Oh, this is the first blind tasting I've ever been to. Band's crap. They must come from York.
Welcome to the blind tasting, sir.
Well, thank you very much indeed. I'm not very good at these blind tastings, but I'll have a go.
Let's try this one, sir.
Let's just have another taste.
Yeah.
Very rough on the tongue.
Very rough.
Well, he's not shaved. Mm. Is it Stevie Wonder?
Shit, you got me, man.
Yes, it was Stevie Wonder.
A trifle impertinent, too, eh?
Very good, sir, but you failed to guess Ray Charles in this blind taste.
Excuse me. Yeah. You're not Brian Sewell, are you?
Brian Sewell.
You know, the one miserable bastard in this entire series who wouldn't let me broadcast a phone call to him.
No, sir, but perhaps sir would like a tape wine to refresh sir's palate.
You are Brian Sewell.
I'm not Brian
How
Sewell.
How did you get in? You are Brian Sewell.
I am not a Klein and a Fuel.
You're Brian Sewell.
I leave the blind tasting and go home for a Saturday night of bestiality.
The following day...
I shouldn't have done it. I feel so guilty. I'm switching on religious programs immediately.
Oh. Sunday afternoon viewing on ITV. Coming up, Jim Bowen with a load of fat bastards playing a dart.
Crap!
Then after...
It's Sunday afternoon in my luxury York penthouse flat, and having enjoyed my cat in the mouth last night, I'm riddled with guilt and turned to the consolation of religious broadcasting, where Mr. Harry Secombe is presenting his excellent highway program.
Up next is Mr. Harry Secombe, who had a heart attack a few years ago, got a bit scared, turned to God, and started doing religious programs, and here's one of them. Highway.
Oh, I like that.
I walk with God from this day on. My sense of pitch completely gone. They say I sing sharp like a brat. Not true. It's the orchestra that's flat.
Caterwauling Wells.
As you will notice, the orchestra is playing one of the Musicians Union's favourite games. It's called Hunt Mr. Secombe. As soon as the orchestra locates his key, the plucky Welsh giant of song moves up another semitone, proving once again that his sense of pitch is not very stable at all.
I'm going to turn over to religious programmes on the BBC. They're always better. Much classier, this. They've got thickers with old-fashioned dog collars.
Hello.
Hello.
This Sunday evening, we're going to be talking about original sin.
Oh.
Look at this picture.
Good God.
This is a very original sin indeed.
It's not. I did that last week. It's not original at all. I did it last week.
As you can see, the gentleman in the executioner's mask has split the hamster wide open. With the fairy liquid bottle, which is wrapped with insulating tape, has still managed to make contact with and electrocute the compliant and enthusiastic nun's prostate gland.
Prostate gland? Wait a minute. Women don't have prostate glands.
Well, that's the point, my son.
My God, that is original.
Yes, it's very original.
God, isn't that original? Very original. How did you get that fully into the back? Very, I suppose they must slip them.
After Her Majesty's filth, discover the secrets of my nocturnal activities, they haul me off to the station for an evening of good, honest coppering, which involves my head hanging off on a sinew.
I like running backwards and forwards in my corridor. I like it very much. It's very easy when you're in stereo on the radio, because all you have to do is you don't have to run, you just have to mess around with the stereo pan pot. It's very, very easy.
On the way back to my luxury York Pandos flat, I pass Dr. Dreyfus's front door, notice a pair of eyes peering out of the letterbox at me.
At all, indeed. Ah,